This is WLRN News. I'm Holly Protsky. Airport workers need more crisis training to respond to situations like January's shooting at Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport. That's according to government leaders and union workers who gathered there Thursday to launch their Safe Airports campaign. A service workers union wants 40 hours of paid mandatory training for airport workers to prepare them for emergency situations. Broward Vice Mayor Beam Furr says the rest of the country is watching to see how the Fort Lauderdale Airport makes changes in the wake of the shooting.
They're going to be wanting to see what security measures we're going to come up with, and that hopefully will be a template for the rest of the airports in the country.
Airport worker Sandra Smith is often in charge of pushing elderly and disabled passengers to and from their gates in wheelchairs. She says she doesn't have a clear idea of how to take care of those people in an emergency like the January shooting, which left 5 people dead.
If an incident like that occurs right now, nobody knows what to do.
The union argues that the airport's low wages and use of multiple contractors increase worker turnover, putting passengers in danger. I'm Holly Pretzky in Miami.